So she moved over there. She ended up landing over there December, I want to say 21st or 22nd. So I had barely finished my first semester of college, and a couple days later, maybe like a week later, her mom passed away, and so now she's been over there ever since. So it's gonna be 3 years now in December that she's been over there. She's taking care of her dad, and so at that point, for me, it was a huge change because it was, I stayed in Chico to be with her. That's the only reason that I stayed here. If it would have been up to me, I would have gone anywhere else other than Chico. And I was in a very interesting position because I did what she wanted, but now she wasn't here. So now I was stuck by myself. And so ending the first semester of college and then not having anywhere to live, basically, it was a hard thing to go through as a freshman, as a first year student. And so I moved in with my sister for a year, but it was hard because she has three kids and she has her own life. So then I decided to move out, and thankfully I was keeping my grades up and I had to get another job because my mom wasn't working in Mexico. She doesn't work. So my parent pro here, which is the position that I work in now, she got me a job at the Student Learning Center, which is where students go to get help with subjects, writing, stuff like that. She got me a job there. So I had that job, and then I worked at Vans at a shoe store here. So I had both of those jobs, and I worked a lot, send my mom money every month, and still kept my grades up. And then sophomore year, I heard that EOP, the Educational Opportunity Program, was hiring for parapros, which is advisors for first-generation low-income college students like myself, because I'm an EOP student. And I just remembered Brenda, which was my parapro. She helped me a lot my freshman year while I was going through that huge change with my mom. And so I decided that I wanted to be that for somebody. So I applied for the job and I got it, and it's an amazing experience. These students, their parents don't even know, a lot of them don't even know what college is or how do you apply for college or how many classes and the finances and stuff. So being able to help the students, it's very rewarding. So then I had three jobs. So now I work at the Vans store still. I work at the Student Learning Center and I work in the EOP office. So a lot of people ask me, how do you do it? I just work hard because I know I have to, because if I stop working or if I don't do well in school, I won't get financial aid, I won't be able to help my family out.